No, turn to 165.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me in the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Good evening, everybody. Very good place to be. God's blessed us all, been good to us, had a good day. I thought the day, this morning service, how I enjoyed it, and went over and listened. Well, I enjoyed the food too, but I enjoyed the singing that we had over there. It all sounded real good, and that Bowtie Quartet, they just impressed me real good. I'm proud of them boys. You know, I was thinking back this week, and I was thinking about this morning, that group, and plus the others that took a stand, like Chris's son singing in his quartet with him, and Trenton starting to preach. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing beyond blessings to me. I'm proud of them kids. I really am. I thought a lot of things. Thought Wednesday night, Ron mentioned it there this morning, but I didn't know how you could take Halloween, and I started to say, thought about saying religious service, but I don't like to use that. I'd rather use a worship service. Take Halloween and make a worship service out of it. Let me tell you what, they did it. Through God, that had just worked good. It just worked. It was just a blessing to see all that happened. But no monsters or nothing to do with it. It was just all good and how God blessed. Send Robbie back with us after his surgery and everything. I got to tell you this one. Tanya knows about it. I think she told him. But if you look across from a post office out here, and you'll see a great big picture up on the billboard there.
Yeah.
Mighty fine-looking preacher. But anyway, Tanya was over, is either at the post office or, at the post office, her and Ethan. And they got out. Ethan got out of the car, out of his seat. And, Mama, come here. Look, there's Pastor Rob. He's famous. But what I was getting at, what Pastor Rob has done for them kids has meant to them, you know. Even he's 5 years old, but that means a lot.
Yeah.
how they work with them kids. Not only him, but the rest of you that do it. I'm proud of you. I really am. So I'm not going to say a whole lot more. I like to dwell on things like that. I used to like to watch football on Sunday, but I've quit doing that. I don't know the way they're acting. I thought this week, I'll tell this, and I know this probably, maybe I shouldn't, but how they've acted over the way people not honoring the flag and honoring the country. Tim Tebow, if you followed football, he was a good Christian athlete. But how they responded to him because he knelt to pray on the field. But these guys that's doing it for other reasons, a lot of the country's backing them, or they wouldn't back them. That's not good, but that's what we're dealing with in this country right now. But things that we've got to see here at this church, and God's been good, I'm proud of that. I really am. I have a hard time explaining myself and my thoughts that I have. But if you're here tonight and you're visiting with us, we want you to feel welcome. Be a part of our service. Whatever, you just worship with us. And you've got a testimony, we'll be glad to hear it. We'll pray for you while you're giving it. Anything any of you want to do, let's just back one another. I'll turn this over, service over to Brother Al here in a little bit. We'll have our communion service, which is something I love. And anyway, so if you got a testimony right now before we go any further, I'll just see if you got a testimony, we want to hear it. Anybody got any prayer requests before we go to prayer? not.
John Hill, we got a real.
That's right. John's at home and very weak, but when they build him up, they'll take him back to the hospital for some more chemo. I want you to pray for him.
Yeah.
Mary Beth took off from school to stay with him, to help him, and I'm sure they get tired. Physically, mentally, and spiritually, they get tired. That's where the enemy attacks us the hardest. When we're weak, he'll start working on us. So you lift them up. Little John and Mary Beth and that entire family. They need our prayers.
Tell you a little story about John here. I'll take a little bit more time, but he's the type of man that to watch his life, he was just always a good man. But later on in years, and not too many long ago, the Lord saved him. But even before that, he was a good man. But back in 1981, I'd worked at a place for 20 years, and they just decided to, I done thought I could retire there at 50 years old and everything, but that didn't work. But anyway, they closed it all down, and I was out the gate. John came to Sharon, and he'd heard that she was we was both looking for a job, but his position he worked at for the state by. He said, there's a job opening. We'll see what you can do if you're interested. Of course, she was. And he did that just on his own. He got her a job there. I always appreciate things like that. At that time, I had raising two kids, had a house payment, car payment. Of course, anybody knows me, I've always had a car payment. But anyway, that's just something I did on my own, I guess. But anyway, that's what the Lord can do. And took care of us all like that. So if you just depend on him a little bit, he'll help you every time.
Sure.
You can just be, as the song says, you just can be a winner either way. I'm going to shut up, Chris. That's all. I know we have unspoken requests, and we'll all go to prayer. Anybody wants to come up front and pray, you come right on. And here in a little bit, I'm going to turn the service over to Brother Al. We'll go ahead with our communion service. So let's all go to prayer at this time.
Thank you.
that leads through ways I can't.